Members of the Tampa City Council today spoke out after once again hearing complaints by a few public housing residents of abuse by a member of the Tampa Police Department. For months, there's been criticism of police officer Dusty Rhodes, who works at North Boulevard Homes, but there's been seemingly no action taken either by angry residents or other authorities in following up on such allegations. Mark Newton says that every time he's on certain streets in West Tampa, Rhodes pulls him over.
He searched my SUV. He opened my SUV up with a screwdriver and go in my compartments with a screwdriver. He searched my truck called K-9 Dogs. He's been doing this for about a year now. I went to his supervisor. I went to Lieutenant Duke over at District 1. I talked to Attorney Fail, Detective Thomas. I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid for my life. I'm afraid for my family life who stayed in North Boulevard Homes. He threatened them if I be over there, he's going to go to housing and had them literally kick out, saying that they got someone that sell narcotics in over there at their residence.
Councilman Jung Dingfelder immediately pressed Newton, asking him if he had filed a written complaint documenting his charges. Newton said he had not. Public housing activist Connie Burton said one resident has written a complaint and was looking forward to receiving a response, but she indicted the system as not being responsive.
The chain of command has yet to give us any documents in our hands to say if our complaints were valid or invalid. And so we have to come to you. So we have gone to the supervisors, we have gone to internal affairs. Since October, we have yet to get a written response, so yet we have to come to you.
But Councilman Charlie Miranda said the city council had no authority to deal with the matter and said it wasn't appropriate for angry citizens to keep on coming to the council for guidance.
I am not going to sit here and pistol whip the police department on nothing that I have evidence on. This body is a council. That body is a Tampa Housing Authority. If somebody has a problem with the Tampa Housing Authority, I think they should sue the Tampa Housing Authority.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher said that he had looked into reports on Officer Rhodes and not found any formal complaints against him. He said he had found reports on the situation about North Boulevard Homes and about random tag checks, but said the Internal Affairs Bureau would be the agency for those to seek resolution. Not every public housing resident was critical of Rhodes at the council meeting. A woman who described herself simply as Janae said he was a hero, not a villain.
So I feel like he doing his job. He doing what he have to do. He saved my life. He saved my grandmother's life. He saved my grandma from having a diabetic attack. So I feel like he doing his job well.
Greg Stout is the president of the Tampa Police Benevolent Association. He thanked the council for their involvement in the Rhodes affair and said the officer was getting a bum rap.
We've certainly seen inaccuracies. We've seen outright untruths that have been brought before you by these people. Some of these people have extensive criminal records who have come up here before you, which in my mind speaks for itself about the character or quality of that person.
Laura Bell Harris has been at the center of leveling complaints against Rhodes in front of the council for several months now. After hearing the praise of the officer, she presented herself as a conduit for the criticism rather than the victim of it. But she said she had been promised a written report made out to her about the police officer.
Is he abusing his privileges or is the community lying on him? And I still don't know. And I believe that this will probably terminate the whole thing. I don't know whether to expect a report from this board, from this council. What shall I do?
City Council Attorney Martin Shelby admitted that the council had said they would give her a report, but said they had erred in doing so.
So even though council acted in good faith, stating that they wish to provide you that information, they in fact do not properly have the authority and the appropriate manner in which to do that.
City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she previously offered to speak with Ms. Harris, but said she did not take her up on that offer.
I spoke with Chief Hogue and I spoke with the Housing Authority Director and visited them. And I have to say that I've been very satisfied with what not only the police department, but how the Housing Authority is handling this, how the Residents Association of North Boulevard Homes is handling this. And I feel like we've done everything we could to hear these public complaints, but to put them back, as Mr. Fletcher and Mr. Shelby have explained to us, what our responsibility and what we can possibly do.